Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults. Also, the views expressed in Those Damn Ross Kids do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves.
Maybe a little.
Maybe, you know. It's,
why don't we try it?
Let's try it.
Yeah, get angry.
Sorry.
Let me get a towel.
Do you know what episode of Those Damn Ross Kids this is?
It is episode 35 of the most popular internet comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids. I'm Chris, and you are?
My name is Cole.
Yes, it is.
And we are co-hosts. We're co-brothers. And we
co-bros.
Are... And we're co-bros, yeah. And we are cooperating to bring you a pretty solid hour of entertainment. I'd say it's fair to middling. Verging on good.
Co.
So, Chris, do you have a story for me?
You sound tortured.
What? I'm sorry.
You do. You sound like your puppy died.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. Okay.
Did your puppy die?
No, I never had a puppy, which some would say is the more sad part, right?
Yeah, but some people might say that it's maybe not so sad. Those people being a New York City pet shop that has banned drunken puppy buying. Workers at Le Petit Puppy in Greenwich Village say customers tend to stumble in after happy hour and purchase a dog without thinking. Drunken customers are now forbidden to even hold the puppies because they drop them.
Aww.
The store owner instructs people who have clearly been drinking too much to come back the next day. Employees say they stress out how much work it is to own a dog, and they say that they would rather lose a sale than send a puppy home to an unsafe, drunken home.
Yeah, you can't like decide on an impulse to be responsible for another person's life.
Isn't that how it works, though?
Unless there's an accident that happens, you know. But you're rolling the dice.
I say better a puppy than a human.
Yeah, exactly.
Bang and make a baby.
You get drunk and you fly to China and you get a little girl who you bring back. You know, it's all impulse. You know, I think that they're on the right track. I mean, tattoo parlors they institute like a waiting period. Like if you come in visibly intoxicated, they don't let you do it. But that's not a judgment thing. That's actually a safety concern. Because if you're drunk enough to be visibly drunk, your blood is thin, and you're more likely to bleed out.
So you're telling me that I can't get denied at the puppy shop and then go to the tattoo parlor and get a tattoo of the puppy that never was on my head?
Yeah, and capturing it the puppy that never was. I mean, you're gonna grow hair over top of it. So that's almost poetic. My little furry friend is covered. He's covered over in fur. By which I mean hair.
And my little furry friend.
My little companion. Yeah, that's a good idea, though. I've been drunk a couple times, you know. But
today?
But I've never thought, you know what? Let me go to the PetSmart or the Pet... Oh, I get it. See, because it's PetSmart and then PetSmart.
The Pet Dome.
The S could belong to either the Pet or the Mart.
The Ramada Inn Pet Dome.
Yeah, just the Puppy Dome.
The Puppy Dome.
Yeah. Oh. Chris, capture that for me. Screenplay idea: the Puppy Dome.
The Puppy Dome. Oh my God.
Well, Chris, I think that this is as good a time as any to do a public safety announcement from Those Damn Ross Kids. You know, we're talking about puppies and small kids and the elderly. Chris, summer's hot.
When do we talk about the elderly?
Elderly puppies, Chris. They're a thing.
Oh, old puppies.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, those are called dogs. But Chris, summer's hot, and you know the heat is dangerous.
Very much so.
And, you know, heat indexes are going to be reaching as high as 110 degrees in areas around the country here. You know, it's going to be 105 tomorrow down here in Cincinnati.
In the areas in the red?
Yeah, in the red areas in front of the big curvy line with the triangles.
And the H.
Yeah, and the H. The heat, the sun wearing the sunglasses for some reason. Of all the entities in our entire known universe, what needs to wear sunglasses the least? The sun itself. Chris, you can't.
I'd love to argue.
Okay. Would you?
Alas, I cannot.
Okay. All right. No, but I mean, there are about to be a bunch of really sad stories about, like, oh no, we thought cracking the window would be enough to keep Grandpa cool, and now he's gone. Now he's gone to the puppy dome.
Good God.
But this is my way of, you know, placing a moratorium on us doing those stories because they're sad, and also to have our listeners know, you know what, you just spring for the AC. It's better. You know what, Stan?
I don't even understand what happened.
It's not a thing. I'm preempting.
I was here three weeks ago Sunday, and I brought him a box of push pops.
push pops or flavor ice.
Does it matter? It was 3 weeks ago Sunday.
Yeah, you always see those stories, and like it's the mom on trial because she left her kid out in the parking lot or something. I say just stay indoors in the AC and, you know, watch some movies about heat waves. You know, Dog Day Afternoon, Falling Down, Body Heat, Fargo, right?
Definitely. I think Summer Rental.
just watch Summer Rental. John Candy is delightful.
He was
taken from us before his time, our time too. We were not ready.
His real name was Vincent.
Either for him or to not have him. We were not ready for John Candy in any capacity.
No.
No.
Hey, who is Harry Crumb?
Was that the detective movie?
I think so. It was okay. The one where he had suction cups on his hands on the window.
Oh man, Great Outdoors. I always forget the Dan Aykroyd. There we go. Okay.
Dan.
I always want to call him Ray.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ray?
Ray, like from the Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ray Aykroyd.
Yeah. Ray Aykroyd, right? Brian Doyle Candy, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just keep it on lockdown. Enjoy some delightful, you know, John Candy movies. Uncle Buck, you know.
Say wake up and can't sleep. Maybe a little Armed and Dangerous.
Yeah.
Some John Candy and Eugene Levy.
Yeah. Oh wow, that a young Eugene Levy before.
Before his face
was 60% eyebrow.
Hey Cole.
Hey Chris.
Want to take a quiz?
I do.
I think this should be uplifting. I've been doing home improvement.
Yes, you have.
Last week we talked about the grout and the caulk.
Yeah, the supreme white caulk.
And the colors.
Yeah.
And the Jell-O pudding pops.
And my wife Camille makes the face like this.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to give you Spot the Fake building terminology.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. I have no frame of reference here. My floor has no joists.
Oh, no, you do. Liar.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three. You tell me which one is fake.
Which one is not a thing.
Which one is not real.
Okay.
Which one would make your house crumble? Alligatoring. Direct nailing. Deep piping.
I like the idea of alligator as a transitive verb, but that's real. I'm going to say deep piping because it sounds like a porn name.
It is actually fake.
It is a thing, or it is a
it is fake.
Name?
It is fake. It is
okay.
fake.
Okay. All right.
Alligatoring is the coarse checking pattern characterized by a slipping of new paint coating over old coating, to the extent that the old coating can be seen through the fissures. Yes, that's very technical.
Yeah, a little bit.
Direct nailing, to nail a perpendicular to the initial source or the junction of pieces joined, also termed face nailing. It's funny.
But I guess all of those could be.
They're all really, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you got the first one right.
First one's right. Good.
Want to know. Here we go. Number two.
Okay.
Butt joint.
That's real.
All you can eat Nancy. Fish plate.
The all you can eat Nancy. I'm going to say that because I have no idea. I know a butt joint is real. That was on King of the Hill.
Okay. So it's between all you can eat Nancy and fish plate.
Oh man, but there's like a lazy Susan.
All you can eat of Nancy's fish plate. What
is it? All you can eat Nancy? Is that like a kitchen island that rotates like a lazy Susan?
Could be.
You know what? I'm gonna go with the one that seems less ridiculous. Let's go with fish plate.
No,
damn it!
All you can eat Nancy is fake.
Okay.
Fish plate is real.
Okay.
It's a wood or plywood piece used to fasten the ends of two members together of a butt joint.
Okay.
With nails or bolts.
Right.
Yeah. So, one and one.
Okay.
Number three.
I've got arthritis in my butt joint.
Drip cap.
Okay.
Back door slam. Pitch pocket.
Is this like that fake sex quiz that you gave me a while back No. gave you? Okay. Give me those three again. I apologize.
Drip cap.
Okay.
Back door slam.
All right.
Pitch pocket.
I'm going to say pitch pocket.
No, pitch pocket is a thing.
Back door slam.
Back door slam is fake. That's correct. The pitch pocket is an opening extending parallel to the annual rings of growth that usually contains or has contained either solid or liquid pitch.
Jeez.
Yes.
Is there
you are one and two.
Is there some kind of wiki that you're going to for this?
No.
No.
Good one, though.
Okay.
Number four. Furring. Cock spitting. Toenailing.
I'm going to say toenailing.
Toenailing is real.
Ah, man.
It's to drive a nail at a slant with the initial surface in order to permit it to penetrate into a second member. Yep.
Okay.
Cock spitting is fake.
Oh, man.
One in three.
One in three.
You cannot win. So I'm going to read the last one as one open sentence or phrase, okay?
Okay, and can I try and like spot the fake?
You can just you can try to infer the split between the terms.
Okay.
Open hurting bleeding scuttle hole. Let me slow that down a bit.
No, I got it. Scuttle hole.
Open hurting.
Open hurting bleeding scuttle hole.
Bleeding scuttle hole.
I'm going to say scuttle hole still.
Scuttle hole is real.
Damn it. Open hurting.
Open hurting is fake. Yes.
This is artful. I mean, history will only be able to tell, but I think this is the best quiz we've done.
You think so?
I think so. This is that's masterful, the way that you arranged those and found them. Kudos, my friend. I don't care if I lost.
Oh God, this is self-esteem, isn't it?
No, this is actually that was really good.
Oh, you liked it?
I did. I liked it. Open hurting bleeding scuttle hole. That's a potential title. I've got to say, you're stepping up with it.
This is still self-esteem minute.
No, this is not self-esteem minute. Okay. Curse you for making it so that genuine praise is not something that happens on the show.
My bad.
I don't know. Okay, so I mean, there's a lot of there are a lot of things that you can use to make a house. You know, there's lots of tools and technologies that have been honed over the years. But Chris, you know, there's a place for all these things, for these measurements and stuff like that. Can I tell you about the citizens of Pittsburgh?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. They're being terrorized and bewildered by a bizarre vandal who has hit several neighborhoods in a 3-mile radius in eastern Pittsburgh. His tool of choice, Chris, you know, his or her, or might be a group, I don't know. The protractor. Okay?
What?
The protractor. Hundreds of them, each individually numbered and glued firmly to everything from trash cans, payphones, and utility poles and utility boxes. Protractors.
Why?
The semicircular. I don't know. It seems sinister, right?
It seems interesting.
Okay, so each of them has a number. There has to be like some kind of like mad world kind of puzzle where like, oh, it's under the X, and then it's the two palm trees that are crossing. There's a hidden treasure or deadly poison.
No, it's a Texas Instruments campaign.
Chris, describe a protractor for me.
A protractor?
Yeah.
Oh, it's modern art ruler.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's the semicircular thing. I always got and always do get protractors confused with compasses.
You can draw a protractor with a compass.
Yes, you can. Very easily, actually. I don't know, but just this is the, it's a mystery. Nobody seems to know what's happening.
Huh. Go figure.
Just protract this.
This did seem protracted.
Yeah. I'm gonna noisily take a drink from that. Ice was a bad idea.
You did put some ice in there, didn't you?
I thought it would melt because it's hot as balls in here.
It is hot.
I've got John Candy in the background. It's not doing a lick of good.
It's real hot.
Yeah, it's raw heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like rotten. It's rotten hot.
It is stinking hot.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next story.
Oh.
An elderly Australian woman apparently vanished from view 8 years ago. No one bothered to call police, not her relatives, her neighbors, or government officials who kept paying her welfare benefits.
Vanished from sight.
Vanished. Until Wednesday, when they discovered the woman's skeletal remains on the floor of her home.
Okay.
Her sister-in-law, who she had gotten in a fight with in 2003, finally called police to say, hey, listen, it's been 8 years since I heard from her.
Okay.
The woman would have turned 87 next month. Unfortunately, she died at 79. She had been lying dead in her apartment, in her home, for 8 years.
Okay, this is important. Is this an apartment or is it a home?
This is a home. They had turned off her power.
Okay.
And her mail, apparently before 2003, had been forwarded to her nearest relative. So they were paying her bills for her.
Yeah.
And so then they found her dead 8 years later.
It's probably too late, but have they established a cause of death? Well, she's just a skeleton, so there's nothing for them to go on.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Unless the murderer is still there.
Probably.
Yeah. Just chilling.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. I wanted to get caught, but I chose the wrong person, I guess.
And I thought that it was interesting that in Australia, the Social Security welfare system is called CenturyLink.
Oh, they cut you off after 100. Yeah. Their version of Al Roker, he calls you out, and then that's it. That's done. It's like a kindler,
a big fat happy birthday.
It's a kindler, gentler version of Logan's Run.
I don't even know what Logan's Run is. It sounds like a log ride.
That's Logan Run.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's
with
sad.
Keith and Kenny
and Kel Mitchell. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. No, that's sad. I know we joke about like you always die alone, but like not that alone. That's like she took our advice too much to heart. Mm-hmm. Even though I was only 15 at the time,
but she was really talented because she could see the future.
How so?
She would have had to seen at least 8 years in the future in order to take our advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Zzz.
Cool. Oh, man, a lot of death. A lot of death in the news. Can I tell you...
Destruction.
Can I tell you a story about death, Chris?
Absolutely.
A high school principal in Northport, Florida is in some trouble related to his hobby, which is hypnotism. George Kenny is known for practicing hypnotism to help his students deal with stress. It's perfectly legal since the parents consent to the treatments, and many consider him to be the glue that holds the school together. He has even published books about using hypnotism to battle test anxiety and to succeed in athletics. So it seems like he's found his niche, right? I mean, what could go wrong? You know, he just takes kids back into the office. He dims the lights, and he, you know, puts them into an altered state of mind where they're not cognizant of what's happening to them or around them.
Seems logical.
It seems like nothing could go wrong, except that he may have blood on his hands. Two of his students/patients have recently committed suicide after receiving treatment. One student needed help focusing on a test. The next day, he killed himself. I suppose he didn't do too well on the test. Another student committed suicide 4 months after being put under. He's been put on administrative leave pending investigation into the cases. It's not known whether this is just a tragic coincidence or if there might be a link between...
No, I saw this guy.
You saw him?
Yeah.
He had weird eyebrows, right?
Like he performed like live. Like he told me to cluck like a chicken, so I did. Then he told me to bark like a dog, and so I went, whoo, whoo. Then he said, slit your wrist, and I said, you fucking moron, no.
Do you think hypnotism is real?
Do I think hypnotism? I think, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think these kids died and killed themselves because of hypnotism.
Well, have we considered that this might be some kind of like scarecrow kind of thing, where he's under the guise, you know, of a professional, but he's doing some like weird like Inception level. We're going to get into the bottom of your mind, and make you commit suicide kind of thing.
Laying it like a hammock.
Yeah, laying it like a hammock. That's weird. I just made two Christopher Nolan references. Huh.
It's because you're really smart.
I am super smart.
You're soup smart.
Soups smart. Mm-hmm. Chris, I'm like Campbell's for all the soups. I'm smarting.
You're smarts.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't trust, you know, public hypnosis. That's one thing. It's like, haha, it's a thing. But to actually like sit down like Office Space style in a room alone with a guy, that's kind of like, you know.
Who is Christopher Nolan, by the way?
Christopher Nolan, he's the director of Inception and the Batman movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you know about him?
I know that he also directed Memento.
Mm-hmm. That's a good movie, right?
That's a great movie.
Do you know about that movie?
It's great. It's the guy, he has no short-term memory. He also directed Inception.
Are you looking this up?
No.
How do you know this stuff?
Because he's a very popular director and I like his movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you have impeccable taste.
I know.
Those are good movies.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm great at this.
What's that?
I mean, if you know, just, you know.
No, don't jump the gun. That's not what this is.
Okay. It's not the self-esteem in it.
No.
Okay. Oh, man. I knew that bit would come back to bite us in the ass, but.
Why is that?
I don't know. But yeah, this might be a supervillain principal.
Could be.
Yeah.
He's always hammered.
Is he?
Yeah, because he just drinks Hypnotic.
Is that a Hennessy? Is that some kind of liqueur?
No, it's like a fruit passion fruit liqueur.
Okay.
And you mix it with Hennessy.
What's that drink?
Raging Green Hard On.
Are you serious?
No, I don't know. It's called like a Green Monster or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know. There's a whole Chris. I'm a purist. There's whole aisles of those stores that I just don't go down.
You only buy toilet paper, prophylactics, and canned sausages.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you really need.
You're a survivalist.
Spend 15 minutes a day outside to get your vitamin D. Get 15 hours of sleep, and you're good.
You have no use for the cosmetic aisle.
No. I was, yeah. It's just Hypnotic. Not a thing to me.
Nope.
No.
Doesn't exist.
Don't hypnotize me. Stop it.
Huh. Knock it off. Speaking of survivalists.
Okay.
I'm going to move into another story.
All right.
Which I had to steal the exact article verbiage. The article starts by saying, nope, it's not Tang.
Then I don't care.
Then I don't care. The end. One of the NASA astronauts on board the space shuttle Atlantis, which launched on Friday, will test a new urine recycling system that may be implemented on the International Space Station in the future. This, in quotes, forward osmosis bag, or FOB, system is portable drinking pouch that converts human wastewater into consumable water by filtering toxins through a semi-permeable membrane and a concentrated sugar solution.
Okay.
Yes.
So it turns it into, it turns your pee into Kool-Aid.
They're playing God. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is like some like Dune / Waterworld level shit.
I think it's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, no, that's there's no reason. Chris, if you're drinking tap water, every ounce of water on this planet, Chris, think about this, has been filtered through something's kidneys. I've got no problems. This is science, Chris. This is sustainable. Water's one of the rarest things in the universe.
Very true.
So whatever you can do, how's it taste? Do they say what the taste is?
Like sugary urine. No, there's no nothing about that.
It tastes inert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A NASA project scientist was quoted as saying, "This could be the first step towards recapturing the humidity from our sweat, from our breath, even from our urine, and recycling it and making it drinkable."
No, water in, water out. It's homeostasis, and if we can make ourselves a closed system, you know, we can go further longer. Think about the practical applications of this, Chris. I want to create some kind of apparatus that collects every skin cell that I slough off,
ugh,
and turn it into some kind of, so, you know, just fabricate plastic out of it, just like a little device that I use, and I can upload schematics to it, and then it's kind of like a 3D printer, except it makes little pieces out of my skin cells.
That's disgusting.
You know, I come across a couple of little kids. They're poor. Maybe I'm walking along the streets of, you know, like some city in Singapore, and they say, annoying. Mr. Toy. I say, okay. Then I make them a top out of my skin cells. And it takes 5 minutes because it's the future. Chris, I want kids to play with my skin top.
You're probably going to want to cut that out.
Chris, the future is now, and I want
kids to play with my skin top.
Okay, and it's you know, we're reclaiming things. You know, we recycle our paper, we recycle our cans. Why can't we recycle us?
Oh, you know, my God.
I want a hat rack that's a human skeleton.
God, I want it to be at half an hour from now.
okay. Well, since we're talking about things that are in space, can I take us to somewhere, Chris?
Yeah, let's go.
Can I take us to
No.
Okay. Let's do this thing. All right. So, you know, the final space shuttle launch was this past week. The space shuttle Atlantis took off, marking an end of an era. But it was carrying a very strange payload. Okay. You know, I'm an Apple fanboy. I have, the show was made possible through a MacBook. I've got an iPod Touch.
Did you just call me boy?
did I?
You know I'm a Mac fanboy.
I don't
know where that came from. But I'm not your boy.
Okay. I tried to slip it in, but okay. But these astronauts, Chris.
Did I really? Did I?
These astronauts, they carry two iPhone 4s running a special $1 app that is replacing a multi-million dollar piece of specialized equipment. The phone's gyroscopes and cameras will be used to measure altitude and the curvature of the Earth and map coastlines to help with future space navigation. Researchers will also attempt to see if cellular signal can be received while in orbit.
Oh, no.
2 weeks from now, headline, astronaut, sex girlfriend. I want to say sexed. Astronauts, I think that astronauts, Chris, they should be in a class of all their own. Like, laws should not apply to them. What?
Woman astronaut still trying to swallow all of it.
What?
Like goopies all over the place, and then she's trying to find it all.
Oh, okay. So the premise of your disgusting joke is that they were engaged in intercourse on the space station.
On the face.
And on the face station.
The skin top.
And he releases his payload. And then she Homer Simpson like dances around in anti-gravity to the Blue Danube and tries to munch it all down. Na 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 na.
Going up to the spirit in sky.
Chris, you know, there's a mnemonic device that I use to memorize the path of sperm from creation through ejaculation. All right, seven up. All right. Starts in the seminiferous tubules, goes to the epididymis, vas deferens, ejaculatory duct, nothing, urethra, then penis. Seven up. All right?
That makes no sense to me.
That's the kind of thing that scientists have to learn if they want to go up into space and use iPhones.
It's a citrus soda.
It's a citrus soda advertised by the Cool Spot. And also a mnemonic device for how my baby juice goes.
Huh.
All right. My little boys.
Do you commentate on that?
And rounding third is
seven up.
There goes a physicist. Okay. So that's the science zone. These phones, they're remarkable devices, and they're replacing. It's a game changer, Chris. We're headed that much closer to technological singularity. I mean,
where we wait for our creator.
Yeah, it's it. We, you know, technology makes us God. You know, we're using Twitter to get the lead singer from Smash Mouth to eat all the eggs. So why not? What are you laughing at?
If like our creator comes down and it's actually like Stephen Hawking's legs.
Come back. You know what happens?
They don't
then,
talk.
Chris?
They don't talk. They just want, they just, and then they attach to his body, and then he's like, I'm here.
Then you hear a siren and beams of light pour out of all of his orify, and then you know what, Chris?
He whips John Travolta?
Ragnarok.
Rah.
Ah. Eat all the eggs, Smash Mouth.
Begin.
Do you have a story for me, Chris?
Nah.
No? Okay.
Nah.
Can I tell you a story?
Wish you would.
Okay. The mascot for the Strongsville, Ohio Wireless Center, Chris, is a gorilla, or more accurately, a man in a gorilla suit. Okay? Strongsville, mm-hmm. Ohio, gorillas. This costumed man recently suffered a terrible indignity. Okay? Now, in the words of the manager of the Wireless Center, quote, I noticed a kid in the bushes. Then he just emerged, dressed up as a banana, and sprinted as fast as he could at our gorilla. The kid just speared our gorilla after he got tackled. The gorilla just got back up and adjusted his head. He kept on waving a sign. Okay? Now, the gorilla is fine, all right? And the banana remains at large. The manager went on to philosophize about the event. This is just bizarre. It's really not normal on the food chain. That's not really how this works. The gorilla, Chris, should have won. And he said Chris. So he knew this was going to be on our show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There are secret wars, Chris, happening. Not just, you know, Cambodia and Libya and all these things. There are primal forces that are taking place. And I've got to say, it's disturbing that the bananas have decided to fire back. because they go after the gorillas now, and then it's going to be us. I know of nobody else who eats bananas. Nothing else. Humans and monkeys and apes. Great apes.
Ooh.
Grape apes, Chris. The grapes, too. They're coming for us. Yeah, so I'm going to take specific issue with some of the verbiage in this article, because a lot of these, you know, newspapers, when they get the lighter side of the news, like golly gee kind of stuff, you know, the kind of things that we report on, they kind of take it as license to kind of go bananas. Just like that. See, I'm gonna give you two choice quotes. All right, this is one. Police say the person dressed up as a banana split and headed south. Chris, do you see what they did there?
They peeled out.
Yeah. See, because split has two connotations in this. Split means it's slang for like, okay, I'm out. You know, just like he left. You know, he fled the scene. He split, right? But also, a banana split is a type of ice cream dish with a banana, a couple of scoops of ice cream, and maybe some like chocolate syrup and a cherry and some whipped cream.
Uh huh.
Okay. So it was a double entendre, which is French for twice heard. And then there's like the standard news story boilerplate. You know, just where they talk about, you know, what the police said to them. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. And at the end of the article, they say, police believe it was a prank.
What does that have to do with monkeys or bananas?
Okay, so let's presume it wasn't a prank. What else could it be? My crackhead, thing about like, oh, the bananas have gained sentience and they're taking revenge. Or this is actually like somebody who was really mad at the guy inside the suit and decided to dress up as a banana, you know, because that's all he had, so he could, remain anonymous and go after it. Of course it was a prank. It's a hilarious prank.
It's great.
It's awesome.
They sucked the fun out of it.
I love it. Mm-hmm. But then they had to go out and say, it may have been a prank. Well, what else could it have been?
Maybe just a freak of nature.
Yeah. Ooh. Although, I like
the perverse act.
Yeah, just going at it.
Yeah.
Okay, so people who dress up in animal suits and engage in sexual acts, going at it as they were, they're called furries, right?
I think so.
And people, so what would somebody dress up like fruit and goes at it? Like fruities? Veggies?
Peelies, seedies.
Feelies?
Seedies.
Peelies.
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 Peel off.
Rhinies? Only for melons.
I don't know. Yeah.
Huh.
Melon rind.
I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
A man in Ireland has been charged with bestiality for forcing his dog to have sex with a woman who subsequently died from an allergic reaction brought on by the perverse act.
She was allergic to dogs? That's horrible.
57-year-old man charged in the case ordered his German shepherd to have sex with a 43-year-old mother of four that he met online in a fetish chat room.
What fetish was this?
They met to perform the kinky act with the canine, but the woman died hours later from an attack similar to a reaction unleashed by a peanut allergy.
So she went into anaphylactic shock.
From dog nut.
Did she know she was allergic to dogs?
Don't know. That might be another fetish.
Well, you know, danger's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
It is. No, I mean, you know, she couldn't have known.
The woman died in 2008, and the guy's just now being charged. They're saying it's an unprecedented case in the Emerald Isle, where it is believed that no one has ever been prosecuted under the country's 1869 buggery laws.
Yeah, buggery. That's what they used to call bestiality. And yeah. Also butt fucking.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was harsh.
What?
I don't know. It's just, you know, usually it's not in conversation that I hear that.
Okay. I normally read it.
Usually it's just shouted at me.
Wow. Could you imagine how like frustrating that would be if that was your kink? If dogs were what you were, you know, that's what revved your engine, but you were so allergic that you couldn't be around them. Like, this is how I imagine like people who have like giantess fetishes have, or even furries or something like that. But even that's like somewhat achievable because you can dress up in the suit and pretend or stuff like that. But like the people who were turned on by the Avatar people, the Na'vi,
the plushies,
right? Yeah, the plushies. You know, or the fruities or the peelies or all of that, or like people who like are, you know, turned on by like centaurs. You're never gonna have sex with a centaur until either robotics.
I wouldn't even know where to penetrate.
It's all over the place, right? But yeah. There's nothing you can. Same with satyrs and, you know, stuff like that. Any mythological creature, you know, it's never gonna happen.
Can I read the last sentence of the story like you?
Like I would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although the woman died, the Gardaí, the Irish police, determined the sex was consensual.
Okay. So is the dog okay?
Huh?
I'm not going to respond to your impression of me.
Why not?
Because it's insulting.
Why is it insulting?
I don't know.
Could you do it like that?
I do it like that. It's very accurate.
It is.
Okay. Is the dog okay? I guess that's the real story.
Happy as can be.
Happy as can be.
Yep.
Hey, you know, he got some.
Mm-hmm. He was adopted.
He was adopted. Yeah, mm-hmm. you got to watch that. You never know what kind of freak is.
Where is that dog been?
Yeah. We need to send that dog into the sun. He's been bad.
He's been horrible.
Yeah. No, that's a. Why is the guy being charged with bestiality?
Because he broke a buggery law.
Okay.
No, I don't know. They said that he forced the dog.
Okay. So I don't know. I was about to ask for specifics, but it just makes me sad.
How did he get the dog on the woman, though? Maybe the woman did have a peanut allergy.
What?
Maybe he smeared peanut butter on the woman.
And the dog decided that he wanted to taste the peanut butter with his penis?
she needed to just think of another way to do this.
It's like, you know.
Thank you for guiding me, Cole, because I would have tried that.
Okay, I just...
The dog wanted to taste the peanut butter with his dick? Yes, that's exactly what I'm proposing.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man. Chris, can I give you a little bit of follow-up?
To a story
that we had a little while ago.
Sure.
I forget if it was last week or the week before it. I don't know. Okay?
Yeah.
Now the Delaware, Ohio woman who assaulted a police officer by spraying him with her breast milk has pled guilty to her crimes. Said her defense attorney, assault on an officer with breast milk, I don't know how you can cause harm with that unless maybe the officer is lactose intolerant. Duh. Yeah.
Hey.
Now, we had a lot of questions about this when it first came out. I wasn't...
AIDS milk.
What's that?
AIDS milk.
AIDS milk, yeah. This was either last week or the week before it, I forget. Now, one detail that we didn't mention is how she actually managed to achieve the feat. I was quite puzzled by the mechanics of this. I don't know quite what velocity breast milk exits the nipple, but one sheriff who arrived at the scene described that the intoxicated woman was shouting profanities and refusing to get out of the car, even though the door was open. We established this. But according to his quote, then she took out one of her breasts and literally started pumping her breast to spray the milk on officers. That should be like some kind of like superhuman feat, right?
That's pretty impressive.
That's great. I have to say I'm very, very impressed by this and aroused, but I don't know, it's just one of those natural defense mechanisms like spitting lizards in Jurassic Park or stink bugs or bombardier beetles or
hammered mommies
shooting milk. So I just wanted to give a little bit of follow up on that. That's how it happened. She actually did it. So it wasn't a cup of breast milk like we thought.
Or no, she squeezed it from her boobie.
She squeezed it out of her boobie onto the officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Worst day ever.
Oh, do you have another one?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Another story.
Let's just do that episode again. Or you can do the story, either way.
Let's do the story.
Okay.
Let's just do this story. How do you make a criminal really suffer?
I don't know. Our elected officials have been trying to figure this out for ages.
I think that they might have figured it out.
Oh no.
A 21-year-old jailbird in Michigan has filed a lawsuit against the governor for violating his civil rights. No porn.
Okay.
Kyle Richards is locked up in a Macomb County jail where all pornography is in violation of the rules.
Okay.
He's suing over poor standard of living and sexual and sensory deprivation. Such living conditions have been used as a method of psychological warfare against prisoners in order to destroy the morale of inmates and break the spirit of individuals.
Okay.
He wants somebody to define the word punishment. Playboy and Penthouse magazines are allowed in Michigan prisons.
But they
the Michigan Department of Corrections came back with.
Oh, so he wants something that's a little bit more hardcore.
He wants something with some oozing and dripping.
Yeah, he wants some what's it, scuttle holes?
He wants a open hurting bleeding scuttle hole with a drip cap.
that's a thing that he needs. I mean, do we know what crime he committed to get where he is?
Burglary.
Okay. Because if it was public indecency, that would be just fantastic. I don't know. He might have a valid point. I mean, we give them cable and we give them, I don't know. Don't you think that would like reduce violence?
Possibly.
I mean, aside from the violence that would be caused when one person got, you know, beaten up or shanked in order to get his porn. You know, there's just that. I think that the fact that masturbation exists stops a lot of bad stuff from happening.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're not stopping them from masturbating. They're taking away his visual aids.
Mostly, yeah.
Mostly
his media,
his accessories, his visual accessories,
his flash drive.
What happened to the imagination?
I imagine it goes away after a while in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is stare at those walls.
And then what?
I don't know. Just futilely attack your genitals. Just.
I'm trying to imagine that.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Give him his porn. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't. It's like, you know, so some people have a hard on for like, you know, it's like, we should put him in the hole and make him suffer and blah, 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 blah.
Hard there. On for 7 to 10.
You know, spray him with cold water and, you know, fortnightly delousings. You know, it's a, you know, there are philosophical concerns with the American justice system that I just can't get behind.
How far away is a fortnight?
A fortnight, that's 15 hectares.
Or a quarter of a score?
Yeah.
So 5 years.
Yes, fortnights are 5 years. We established.
Are they?
No. For a fortnight is 2 weeks, 14 days.
Really?
Yeah.
But a score is 20 days.
A score is 20.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give him his porn, you guys.
Just do that.
Just let him have it. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. He's in there. Odds are, with the way the system is, if you let him out, he's just going to come right back in. Just give him his porn. He's in there not to be punished, but to be separated from the rest of society.
That's where he lives now.
That's where he lives. That is, you know, we've decided as a culture that we don't want criminals to get better. You know, we want them to be away from us. So just give him his porn. Just
away from me.
Yeah, just make the walls stronger and just put them in there. Let them have their own society. It doesn't.
Get away from me with that.
It doesn't matter. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we say.
I don't know.
Get away from me with that.
Can I tell you a story about a freak accident in Florida?
Florida's awesome. Go.
Yeah. A pregnant employee at Busch Gardens in Tampa, Florida, was walking from one area of the park to another while carrying an umbrella when she was struck, Chris, by lightning. Okay. She suffered minor injuries, but is currently in the hospital being evaluated. The good news is the kid is still alive. Okay. The kid is still alive and is now a superhero.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's how that happens.
That's how that can you think of another way? I mean, radiation and lightning strikes. So she is going to give birth to a lightning baby who will fly around and...
How fast does that come out?
Speed of sound, strangely enough. But... It's the sonic boom. Boom.
sounds like a space cannon.
Yeah. Just eat the eggs, Smash Mouth. Just eat the eggs.
Good one.
Did you know that when lightning strikes sand, it makes like these cool glass sculptures?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. You've seen those, right?
Yeah, they look like MacArthur.
Douglas MacArthur?
No. Charlie.
Oh. You're going way back for that one.
Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Do you know how good it feels to rub my eyes?
Oh, it feels great. People...
Do you know what makes it much better?
What?
The fact that there's so much sweat to lubricate the rubbing.
Yeah. Gotta work it in there, man.
It's hot in here. My eyes are all salty and burning.
Gotta get your butt joint up.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Just rub that butt joint up against that scuttle hole.
Ugh.
Till it bleeds.
It's bleeding.
Is it? Are your eyes bleeding?
A lot.
Do you want to stop?
Huh?
Do you want to stop?
No, I want to keep going.
Okay. We only have a little bit more.
I know.
Okay.
You probably have one or two more stories.
No, like... no. I have one story, but it's not good. It's not.
Then we should probably stop.
Okay. Spare them?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. No, let's just save it. Save it
time. This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Maybe they could use the extra 5 minutes to go on Facebook.
Yeah.
And like us. Cruise on over to the iTunes and maybe write a review. Maybe leave like 5 stars or so.
Five or so stars. No more, no less.
Maybe you could leave 5 stars and then comment to Facebook, like, why aren't there 6 stars?
Yeah, it could be. Maybe you could do that. Send a note to Apple and let them know, hey, let's get a sixth star just for these guys.
Yeah, like a sixth orange star.
Yeah. Just to make sure, just to hammer it home.
Yeah,
this is what you think about us.
And then maybe after like 20 orange stars, you just level up, and so you don't have 5 yellow stars as an average. You just have 1 orange.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how that would work, Chris.
So give us one orange star.
I looked at the iTunes ratings. Okay, and I found the 200th listed comedy audio podcast. I looked at it, and do you know how many reviews it has?
5. 72. Okay.
That's reasonable. I think that's reasonable that we can get to 72 rankings sometime here.
I think we could get to 200 if we get 72.
Yeah. Yeah. I think after a certain point, we breach that threshold and we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do that. Go to iTunes, give us a review, go to Facebook, you know, comment on the episodes, let us know, send us feedback, suggest stories, because there's stuff that we might miss. And we want to attribute the stories to you, and we want to compliment you on how great your Facebook photos look, because you're looking good, looking great.
And looking svelte and tight.
Yeah. Nubile.
Puffy and delicious.
I want to make sure that nubile means what I think it means.
Mm, yeah.
Of a girl or young woman sexually mature. Okay, there we go. Suitable for marriage. You're looking, you know, hon, you're looking nubile.
Hon, you're looking wettable.
Wettable. I want to put a ring on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do it. Go there.
And if you like it, you better put a ring on it.
And you do like it, as we have.
Oh, I love it.
As
I
we
love
establish it.
It.
You want some more of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, go to duckfeed.tv and subscribe to our show. If you're not already subscribed, it's a great way to get more of our content. That's where you can find all of that goodness. And yeah. It's good. It's so much goodness. Oh, another thing. I don't want to hammer the donations thing, but it's a bit of a change in policy. I want to let you know. If you donate more than $10 on the PayPal, I will send you an original piece of episode art. The images that you see at the post, those hand drawn things, I draw those on index cards, and I will mail them to you. If you donate through PayPal, your address is right there. You're gonna get that. You can frame that. You can put it in your wall. You can throw it away. I don't care. But you're gonna get a piece of TDRK history. All right.
True story.
True stories told live without notes here on Those Damn Ross Kids.
Good night.
Good night.